Okay, Mishnah Beis, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, "Ein osen es ha'ama." You are not allowed to make an ama. What's an ama? An ama is an irrigation dish. Now, why do we call it an ama? We call it an ama because it's typically an ama wide. So, ein osen es ha'ama batchila b'moed u'b'shvias. You're not allowed to make an irrigation ditch for the first time on Chol HaMoed or in a Shemitah year. Now, on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to because it involves a significant amount of labor, even though it might be necessary in order for you to be able to water your fields, but still involves a significant amount of tircha. But in a Shemitah year also, you're not allowed to make an amma. You're not allowed to make an irrigation ditch. Why not? Because it looks, as you're digging the irrigation ditch, it looks like you're hoeing right now. And we know that hoeing the ground is usher in a Shemitah year. The Chacham Momrim, the Chacham respond to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they say, you are allowed to make an amma for the first time in a Shemitah year. In other words, while we do agree to you that you're not allowed to make an amma on Chol HaMoed, for the first time you are allowed to make an amma in a Shemitah year. Why? Presumably because they hold that it doesn't look like you're hoeing. It doesn't look like you're working the ground. You're not turning over the dirt. You're taking the dirt and you're throwing it out. Well, Misakin is a mukul kalos b'mod. You're allowed to fix up the ruined ones, the damaged ones, on Chol HaMoed. In other words, if you have an irrigation ditch that got damaged, for example, maybe some dirt fell in or got clogged up, so in order to allow the water to flow freely, you want to adjust things a little bit. So then they say that you are allowed to fix up an irrigation ditch on Chol HaMoed. Well, Misakin as kulkulei hamayim shebrishus harabim, and you're allowed to fix up the damaged waters in rishus harabim, meaning to say that if you have these either sewage system or cisterns of some sort for collecting water, and so if those things that were necessary for the tzibur, that the community depended on those sources of water, so we say that you're allowed to fix up those water systems that are in Rosh Hashanah and Chol HaMoed. The chotet and osan, you're allowed to clean them out from any schmutz or pebbles or things that might be clogging it up. You're allowed to clean out those things on Chol HaMoed. And you're allowed to fix up the paths and the streets, ves mikvos hamayim, and also the pools of water that might have been filled up. You're allowed to clean out those pools of water, those mikvos. The osin kol tzarchei harabim, and you're allowed to pretty much do all needs of the tzibor, all needs of the community. Umetzainen es hakvaros, you're allowed to mark off the graves. What they used to take some plaster and they would smear it around the grave sites so that kohanim would know not to walk over those grave sites. So you're allowed to do that. That's considered a community service. V'yotzen av al aklaim, and Bezdin, they used to send out messengers to go inspect and to make sure that nobody had klaim growing in their fields. Klaim, forbidden combinations of seeds or plants grown either too close together or just as a hybrid. So they would have to go out and uproot those things so they could send out messengers on Chol HaMoed when they're available in order to go inspect and see if there's klaim that has to be uprooted. So just to speak up briefly, the Mishnah, we have a machlokas between Rav Elazar ben Azariah and the Chachamim regarding whether you're allowed to make an irrigation ditch on Shemitah, in a Shemitah year, for the very first time. That according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, he says you're not allowed to because it looks like you're hoeing. According to the Chum, they say, no, you are allowed to. There's no issue. It doesn't look like you're hoeing. However, when it comes to Chol HaMoed, everybody seems to agree that you are not allowed to make an amma. You're not allowed to make an irrigation ditch on Chol HaMoed for the very first time. Why not? Because it involves a significant amount of tircha. However, whenever you have community needs of some sort, I should say before that, we say that you're allowed to fix them up, though, if they got clogged up or something, so then you can make minor adjustments to your irrigation ditch. Now, when it comes to community needs, tzarchei tzibor, then you have a heter to do malacha on Chol HaMoed as well. So it's, in other words, it's not just when there's a davar ha'avid at stake, it's not just when there is a significant loss at stake that there's a heter to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. There's also a heter on Chol HaMoed to do malacha when it's for the community. So if you have these water systems, you're allowed to clean them out, you're allowed to repair them, you're allowed to clean out the roads, you're allowed to clean out these pools of water, the mikvos, you're allowed to do pretty much all tzarchei tzibor, that's fine. And in particular, we mentioned as well that you're allowed to mark the graves, which was a need for the Kohanim, so that they would know that that there's a grave site over there and they better make sure not to walk over it so that they don't become tummy. And finally, we mentioned that your bezin is allowed to send out messengers for climb to go inspect if there are climb in people's fields to go uproot them.